It was a party on wheels.
She rented the bus so that you could all celebrate, correct?
Yes.
Then, disaster struck.
We were dancing on the bus, and all of a sudden I hear a loud scream.
You heard a scream.
I hear the screaming, and I turn around and I see Monica sprawled on the ground.
You remember all of it?
Yes.
The whole question is, did Miss Vasquez throw up on the bus? And how are you going to prove that?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Stephanie Bozzella and boyfriend Oscar Brambilla are suing 18-year-old Monica Vasquez for cleaning costs after she got sick during a ride on a party bus.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 365 on the calendar in the matter of Bozzella, Brambilla versus Vasquez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir.
What's your last name?
Bozzella.
Miss Bozzella, you rented a party bus, according to your complaint, to celebrate a joint birthday that you were having with the defendant. You were 26, you were 18, and I assume that you were friends. Is not an answer here. The bus accommodated 24 people. Is that right?
Correct.
This isn't, you know, I mean, the case is amusing, Miss Bozzella, but the whole thing isn't funny. What you allege in your complaint was your boyfriend, that would be you, had to give his credit card as sort of a cleaning deposit to make sure that everybody behaved themselves on the bus and nobody did anything to damage it. At the end of the evening or the next day, you found out that they were charging your credit card for $600 because you allege that the defendant became ill in the bus and they charged a cleanup fee.
Right.
So the whole question is, did Miss Vasquez throw up on the bus and how are you going to prove that?
Okay.
So your birthday was when?
The night of June 4th.
You have the contract with the bus company?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it.
That's the contract and the agreement of payment prior to going on the bus, and then the first page is after the bus.
And do you have your receipt, sir, for the $600 they charged on your credit card? How many people were on the bus? It accommodated
24.
24 in total. How many friends did you invite?
We were all friends.
You were all friends?
Yeah.
So now we know that they charged your credit card $600 to clean up the bus. Now you have to establish, to my satisfaction, by a preponderance of the credible evidence, that it was the defendant who threw up on the bus.
Okay. I have a witness here who saw her throw up on the bus. I also have pictures.
Or pictures. Do I have to look at the pictures? Tell me your name.
My name is Alessandro.
Last name?
Bozzella.
So you're her?
I'm her brother.
How old are you?
I'm 22 now.
Well, tell me what you observed on the night of June 4th.
Well, we were dancing.
Where?
On the bus. And all of a sudden, I hear a loud scream. People screaming. I turn around and I see the defendant, Monica, here.
I'd like you to do me a favor. Speak slowly. Try to articulate and loud enough so that an elderly person like myself can hear you.
I've always had a problem with this since I was little.
I know, but I have a problem since I'm getting older. Between the two of us, we're never going to get this case heard.
All right. So I hear the noise. I hear the screaming. And I turn around and I see Monica sprawled on the ground, throwing up on the bucket, on the leather couch, pretty much everywhere, while her friend's holding her hair back.
Who did you tell about that when you saw it?
I was just astonished at first.
When did you tell your sister about it?
Right after.
Right after what?
Right after I saw it.
That night?
Right, that night.
Okay. Let me be very clear with you. I want to be super clear with you. What's your first name?
Alessandro. I'll go by
Alessandro. Alex, let me be very clear with you. On the night of June 4th, and was this at the beginning or the middle or the end of the evening?
Kind of towards the middle, closing to
the end. Kind of towards the middle of the evening. You heard a scream. You turned around, you looked at the back of the bus, and you saw the defendant sprawled on the ground, throwing up all over the place.
Right.
You were shocked, Alex. So far, am I correct?
That's all right.
And then you went and found your sister. Where was she when you found her?
She was towards the middle.
She was towards the middle of the bus.
Right.
And you found her. What was she doing?
She was just in there talking with her friend.
And what did you say to her?
I said...
Look at me.
Monica's in the back of the bus throwing up.
And what did your sister say to you?
She said, we'll have her clean it up because it's her responsibility.
She said have her clean it up, it's her responsibility.
Right.
And as far as you know, did she do anything else?
Did she do anything else? No.
Your sister?
No.
I have to read something. Just a sec. Don't shake your head, no. Don't shake your head, no. Alex is telling me what he saw.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to go back and read your complaint.
Okay.
Because, you know, while I may be losing my hearing a little bit, my mind is still intact, I have to see what you wrote in your complaint. Please, be quiet while I read. Everyone on the bus saw Monica dance for about a half hour after the bus departed for downtown. Halfway through the night, someone yelled that Monica is sick in the back of the bus.
On my complaint.
Shh.
Okay.
See, you should have let your brother read the complaint.
No, I wrote my brother down.
Monica remained in the back of the bus for the rest of the night, feeling ill. Oscar saw that there was a $600 charge from the limo company on his card. That was the next week. I spoke with the manager of the limo company, and he told me they were charged because someone had been sick on the bus. At that point, I knew it was Monica, and she had obviously not used the designated bins. Now, it would seem to be a natural thing. What's your first name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. It would be a natural thing when you were writing this complaint when you tried to be very careful, did you not? You tried to be very specific because everything else in the complaint is very specific. It would have been reasonable, close your mouth, Alex. It would have been reasonable for you to write in the complaint, Stephanie.
I did. In this complaint that I sent you, I wrote that my brother had seen her.
The only...
No, I know what it says. That's not what it said.
Well, if you want to get the original complaint that you sent us, I'll be more than happy to take a moment, and you can do that, Stephanie.
Okay.
We'll come back.
But I have pictures to prove that she has vomit on her dress.
That's not what it's about. It's about whether he's telling me the truth or not. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. I'll see you back in a minute.
Okay.
This case will be recalled. You step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Does this look like fun to you? Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, I know you like to party.
Well, back in the day,
that might have been
fun back in the day.
Not now.
And later today.
When did you return? I don't want to hear say.
Well, July 2000.
What do you mean about July? First it's October 2009, now it's July? Sit down. You got my message.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Stephanie Bazzala and boyfriend Oscar Brambilla claim Monica Vasquez got sick on their party bus. The couple is suing for cleaning costs.
Okay. Now, I understand we found the original statement that you sent in. Now, Alex, let's go back, because I've looked at the original statement that you sent in. A moment ago, you testified, and you testified that you looked down when you went to the back of the bus, and you saw the defendant throwing up in the bin and all around the seats and every place around the back of the bus.
Right.
And you told that to your sister.
That's right.
You want to read to me from the original that you sent in?
Read to you starting from where?
Starting from my brother Alex said.
That is when my brother Alex goes to the back of the bus and sees one of the passengers trying to contain Monica's head inside the bin. Monica remained in the back of the bus the rest of the night feeling pretty ill, only to stop to use the restroom.
Right. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, when your brother came up and told you that she was being ill, he says you said, but she better clean it up. But according to that, it didn't say that she was throwing up outside the bin. It's pretty disgusting, but there is a bin for people to use. They get sick
right.
on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, other than Alex here, do you have any other proof that it was this young lady who threw up all over the back of the bus?
Well, I have pictures that show that she has
throw up
on her dress.
Let me see.
It's on the second page at the end of the dress.
Certainly glad. You know, the piece of me that wants to be younger, maybe 40.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't want to be 20. If this is what you do for fun, this looks like...
Not the responsible
ones. Not
the responsible
fun to me. Does this look like fun to you? Yeah, probably. Yeah, no. No, I know you like to party.
Well, back in the day, yeah, that might have been fun back in the day.
Yeah,
not now.
Nick, not now.
Not now.
Not now. Okay. So now I'm going to hear you. Did you get sick?
I got ill.
Did you get sick on the bus?
Yes.
You remember all of it?
Yes.
Did you sometimes miss your target?
I never threw up.
You never threw up?
I never threw up. I felt sick, and I never threw up.
That's not true, Your Honor.
That's a lie. We all knew she threw up. She stopped playing soccer because she said that she wanted to get a job to pay for it.
Did she say that to you?
Yes.
When did she say that to you?
She Facebooked me. She sent me numerous text messages. She said once that since it was both of our birthdays, she hoped that I would pay for half of it, even though she was the one who threw up. But she told me that she wanted to help me pay for it as she could.
No.
I don't believe that.
I never said that. I never threw up.
No, I don't believe that.
I
believe
her. Numerous
no,
text
I
messages.
No, I believe her.
And they are witnesses to my text messages.
There were 24 people on the bus. Why in the world would she choose you? Did she ask you to pay for half the bus, or did she rent the bus?
She rented the bus.
She rented the bus so that you could all celebrate, correct?
Yes.
Then you explain to me why. Since she rented the bus so that you could celebrate her birthday, your birthday, why in the world would she try to stick you with this cleaning fee? You don't know. Neither do I. In any event, I believe her when you said, I want to pay for it, because I'm sorry. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600.
Thank
That's
you,
all.
Judge.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Everybody knows, all 24 passengers know that she was the one who vomited on the bus.
I got dropped off first, so I don't know what happened after they left.
She definitely did it, and she knows she did
but
it.
But I got off the bus, and I never threw up.
It was a good idea, because we had a lot of fun.
It's been a running joke for the last 6 months.
But you just got to choose the people that go with you and choose more responsible friends.
I guess we won't be friends.
She's going to accept the responsibility. We're still going to be friends.
And now the next case.
All parties in a matter of Wolf versus Black Money. Step forward, please.
23-year-old Tierra Wolf is suing her former co-worker, Adrian Blackman, for selling her car without permission. Adrian claims Tierra abandoned the vehicle on his property.
All right, don't get too comfortable. Miss Wolf, you were transferred from one city to another as part of your job. And you asked Mr. Blackman if you could store your car at his house. In what month and year was that?
August of 08.
And how long were you supposed to be away?
The company told me a month or two.
How long were you away?
Almost 2 years.
And where was your car during those 2 years?
With Mr. Blackman.
So it is your claim that Mr. Blackman sold your car or got rid of your car, and you want its book value?
Yes.
Right.
Mr. Blackman says he did, in fact, ultimately sell your car, because it was hanging around his house for 2 years, and it was supposed to be there for a month or two. Who did you sell it to? Don't go over there. Look over here.
It was a gentleman. I do not know his name.
Well, tell me how it came about that you sold the car.
I put a for sale sign in it, and
where was it?
Out on a parking lot.
Out on what parking lot?
A Walmart parking lot, just a random parking lot. Just put a sign on it for sale.
Do you think I believe that?
I hope so.
I don't believe you. I don't believe her. I don't believe the whole thing. You left your car. You abandoned your car.
No.
Yeah, sure you did. In August of 2008, you're supposed to be gone a month, 2 years later. You're coming back and you say, where's my car? Who started it? Who took care of it?
Mr. Blackman, I left it. He said it was fine. Everything was okay. I could leave it there at the time.
Leaving it there is one thing. What do you think happens to a car when you don't start it for 2 years?
Well, I left the keys with him. Well, I didn't originally leave the keys with him.
Yes, the keys were left with me.
Just a second. You see why I'm beginning not to believe both of you? I don't care whether you left the keys with him or not. Your arrangement with him, if I believe you, was you could store the car there for a month. You didn't have an arrangement with him to take care of your car.
No.
Well, what do you think would happen to a car that's been sitting for 2 years?
Deteriorate.
That would be right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know what these two flakes were doing for 2 years, because I actually think that she's irresponsible and she's lying, and he for sure is irresponsible and lying. He doesn't know what month and year it is today.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tierra Wolf says former co-worker Adrian Blackman sold her car without permission.
Now, you were gone for 2 years. When did you come home?
August of this year.
And did you go to Mr. Blackman's house?
No, I did not.
What did you do?
I tried to go to the police to file a stolen report.
Wasn't stolen. Why would you file a stolen report? You didn't steal it.
Because there was a phone call made a few months earlier that my boyfriend had called, and he had told a story that someone...
Who told the story?
Mr. Blackman.
Not I talked to who?
Shh. Talk to her.
He had told my boyfriend that a co-worker had gotten fired and had a family emergency in Texas and took the car.
Now he says he sold it, which I actually don't believe.
So when I got back, I tried to go to the police to file a stolen report.
Where did you move to?
I didn't move. I was traveling around with the company working.
And the boyfriend, how long has he been your boyfriend?
For over 3 years.
Was he traveling with you?
Yes.
Was he working with you?
Yes.
When did he come back?
2 months before I did.
Last name?
Blanton.
You live in California?
Yes, I do.
You were in Hawaii for a while and then traveling?
I traveled to Guam.
When did you return?
About a couple months ago.
What do you mean about a couple of months ago? I want to know month and year that you returned, sir.
Say...
No baloney.
Yeah. October?
October of 2009.
10.
No.
No.
That...
Nine,
no.
Sorry.
No.
Nine.
No.
That, don't shake your head. You see why I'm having trouble believing all of you? Do you understand? I would know when I returned home. Now, when did you return? Look at me.
Yeah.
October of 2009?
No, it was 2010. I just can't remember the date.
I don't even need the date. Give me the month.
Say...
Not say. I don't want to hear say.
About July?
What do you mean about July? First it's October of 2009, now it's July? Sit down. You got my message. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yes.
You have no car. Now, how much did you sell the car for, Mr. Blackman?
Originally, I had $900.
Just a second.
$700.
Where did you get the title from to sign over to somebody?
The title was already in the glove compartment with her name on it. Yes, ma'am.
So in order to sell the car, you had to do what with the title?
I had to do nothing with it. Her name was on the title with keys.
You had to sign it over to the person who was buying it. Otherwise, they couldn't register it. So who signed her name, Mr. Blackman?
I didn't sign the name. The name was already on the title. She left. They wasn't coming back. They said they wasn't coming back. This is the first time I barely knew her 2 months. This is the first time I'm seeing this. I didn't even know how she looked until today. It's been almost 2 years since I've seen her.
Why did you agree to let her park her car at your house?
Well, they were stranded. I think they got kicked out of their mother's house or whatever, so they were stranded. So with our company, it gives them housing where I actually got them set up where they can go to Hawaii.
So you knew him?
I trained him, and I got her a job. Because he started working first.
Yeah. Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. Blackman, I actually don't believe you that you sold this car for $700, but let's say you did. You have to give that $700 to Miss Wolf.
Why is that, Judge?
Because you had no right to sell property that wasn't yours.
She abandoned the car. She didn't come back.
That's what I think. I actually think you would have to give it back to her if you still had it. But 2 years later, and you still work for the same company?
Yes.
Did they work for the same company?
I have no idea. There's no contact with them.
But if you trained him, you could have found out that they worked for the same company. Easy.
Right.
All you had to do was make inquiry and say, listen, they're still working for the company. I got to get in touch with them to find out what to do with this car.
Exactly. And then they was in Hawaii, and then they went to Guam, where it was hard to get in contact with them.
Listen, I don't believe you sold the car for $700. I'm accepting what you say as truthful, but I can't let you sell property that you had no right to sell, even though I do believe that she was totally irresponsible with this car. She wants $3,000-$4,000 for it, which isn't happening. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what these two flakes were doing for 2 years, but they certainly weren't worrying about this car, and you didn't agree to take care of it. Now, if you had filed a counterclaim and said, listen, I stored this car for 2 years because I only agreed to take care of it for a month, minimally, I should be entitled to $25 a month, $50 a month, so I have a counterclaim, I would have granted your counterclaim and thrown her out because I actually think that she's irresponsible and she's lying, and he for sure is irresponsible and lying. He doesn't know what month and year it is today. So I'm awarding her what you say you sold the car for, which is $700. Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. I guess it's fair.
A little unfair, just because I'm out of a whole car.
Help people out and get burned in a situation. Should have said, hey, keep your own car.
Asking him if it was okay. We contacted him a couple months later when we figured out we're going to be staying longer.
I haven't talked to him in over like a year and a half.
And he said everything was fine.
Now you want to call and ask about your car.
Wasn't intended to be that long.
I guess I paid $700 trying to help out a friend.
I don't think I did it on purpose, taking advantage of him.
Trained him.
I just got tired of traveling and working with the company.
Got him started.
Going back to what I usually do, is caregiving.
Got to go to Hawaii, Guam.
I'm happier with that than sales.
All these exciting places and come back, and I guess they looking to be a victim.
I'm more responsible now than I was then, obviously.
No.